This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. If you're looking for ways to stay active and do something for the whole family to enjoy, look no further than the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. The Sioux Falls YMCA offers a variety of programs throughout the year for both kids and families. The mission at the Y is to build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities. We are lucky to have once again in the studio with us the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, James Oppenheimer, to talk about what they have going on, updates with Camp Leif Erickson, and other exciting news happening around the Y. Well, James, good morning.
Good morning, Christine. Good to be here.
Thanks
for having me on.
Welcome back. Does this feel like your second home yet?
It does a little bit. I really enjoy coming in here because of the amazing host.
Now, I haven't... Oh, thank you. See, I was going to let that blow that over my head. I haven't seen you in a little bit. How has it been going for you so far?
Things are good. I just hit a year at the Y.
Which has it been
wonderful.
A year?
Yeah, it feels like, honestly, it feels like it flew by. The Humane Society was not long ago, was just a year ago that I left there, and I was fortunate enough to revisit. I do just want to give them a quick shout out. They have some great renovations going on there and some awesome stuff. So excited that that organization is still rocking and rolling. But yeah, it's been a year at the Y, and it's really been a lot of fun. Really, it's a key part of Sioux Falls. The organization keeps growing, and we're just doing some really good things for kids and families in the community.
Now, since you joined the team at the YMCA a little over a year ago now, what's something that surprised you or has surprised you as your time as CEO?
I did not realize the size and scope of the YMCA. I think a lot of the perception of it is still that we are the downtown organization with our big building and Y housing and the gym and the sauna and the basketball courts. Mm-hmm. And in reality, that is, of all the things we do, that is the smallest part of the YMCA. We, with Camp Leif Erickson, with basketball, with our Y housing projects, mm-hmm. and after-school programming is significantly bigger, and where we reach and positively impact 10,000 kids a year. So just the ultimate size of the organization was surprising to me, even coming in as the CEO.
Now, for anyone who isn't familiar with the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, what else can you tell us about it? Or maybe some misconceptions that people have too.
Our mission is to build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities with an emphasis on youth programming. And we really are leaning in to working with youth. That is where our focus is as an organization. And truly, it's making things affordable for youth. Camp Leif Erickson is such a key part of the Y, and I don't know if it's always associated with the YMCA, but Leif Erickson and Camp TP Tonk has been going for a long, long time now, and is right in the center of Sioux Falls. We've reached 3,000 plus kids through that. That, and then, like I said, our after-school programming through the CLC, and then two schools we have just outside of Sioux Falls, hits a lot of elementary school kids. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot going on right now and a lot of really positive movement that's happening.
I know that a lot of people are familiar with the national YMCA programs, but really here in Sioux Falls, it really does have a local impact, and you've been seeing that firsthand.
Absolutely. We really are a central part of Sioux Falls. Yeah, the impact is very different locally to what it is nationally. Every Y is different, and ours focuses slightly differently to the rest. We don't have a swimming pool anymore. I think there's a lot of people that think we still do have a pool.
Yeah.
Instead, that those areas are used for various different other things. Downtown, we have a new boxing gym, which is very exciting.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. Don't worry, James.
And just so much different things we do. Why basketball being a key part of basketball in the city, with over 2,000 kids a year playing Y ball. And that's just getting started.
Yeah, lots to look forward to. And I know you hit on Camp Leif Erikson not that long ago. We'll get more into it. But first, let's start with the Trail of Terror. First of all, yikes, when I saw that you guys were doing that over at Camp Leif Erikson over the Halloween season. Tell us what that was all about.
Absolutely. We have these 58 beautiful acres in the middle of town, and we've been utilizing the Leif Erikson site for three and a half months of the year because that was when camp was. Well, we're now looking to see what else we can do at that site. And an idea that had come to us was from Terra 29, who run the haunted house in Brandon and the haunted corn maze. And they said, hey, wouldn't it be really cool if we did something at Camp Leif Erikson?
Oh, gosh.
And anyone that's been at camp, it's a beautiful location. But at night, when you walk through the woods, it can be a little creepy and scary.
Have you done that before?
Maybe.
Outside of it?
Sometimes you're out there working late.
Oh, my gosh.
It can be creepy. Now, when you add in creatures jumping out at you, different scenes. We had Jason chasing people from whatever movie that was. It truly became a terrifying experience. And it was high on the scare level, really good for teens. We had almost 2,000 people come through over the 10 days that we were open. And this is year one. We have a 5-year contract with Terra 29. So we're expecting to really for it to grow next year as people start to hear more and more about it.
All you said about people popping out, scaring you, chasing you down, exactly my cup of tea, what I'm looking for there.
I can totally see you coming through. Next year, you'll have to come join
James,
me.
James, I know that you had a chance to go through it.
Yes.
Can you describe your experience? Not from what everybody else has told you about theirs, but your personal experience. What was it like to kind of go through this Camp Leif Erikson nightmare, I'll call it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it was a 7 or 8 out of 10 scary.
Wow.
We were the first group to walk through. They had a rehearsal night, so I went through there, so it was part of their trying it out. And we knew where a number of the things were, but it was myself walking through with my daughter tightly on one arm and one of my staff on the other, and we kind of made a wall of three of us with two people walking behind laughing at us. But just slowly walked through and just things start moving and jumping out. It was a really good experience.
Do you get scared easily? I don't think I've ever asked you. Not really, no.
I enjoy this stuff. My son loves horror movies. And so Henry and I, as he was growing up, went to a lot of scary movies together.
Sure, sure.
But that's different to being actually out in the woods.
Yeah. So for it to be like a 7 or an 8 for you, that means it did its job, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think there's going to be a theme going forward?
We're not sure. That's been bandied about. We have a debrief meeting coming up with them to see what we could do more, what we could do better, what worked and what didn't work. But this was year one, and you're going to start seeing more and more stuff during out of season come up for Camp Leif Erikson and Camp Tipi Tonka, because we have the land out there, so we're going to find ways to use it.
Yeah, and we'll talk down the road in the future, James, about how I can get on this Trail of Terror.
We'll get you there, Christine.
It's going to take a lot. I said a little while ago that someone would have to pay me $1 million to do that. If someone pays me $1 million, I will gladly do it.
We'll have a discussion. Maybe we'll have the radio crew all come out together.
Oh, boy, I'm sure they would love that. We're talking with the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, James Oppenheimer. A lot going on. And now, speaking of Camp Leif Erikson, it was fun for the campers this summer, wasn't it? How did that go?
Yeah, we had a solid summer. We had about 2,900 guests come. Which is a little less than we had in previous years. Put a lot of that down to the fact that we flooded the year before. No flooding this year. We were in good shape, and we have done a number of things to make sure that camp is going to, that is not going to happen or minimize that risk going forward. A lot of change at camp. A lot of new things came in at camp this year. Our outpost had been destroyed, which was a playground by the river. Mm-hmm. We replaced it with T's and Towers. Thanks to Salmons Financial and the Robert and Rita Ellman Foundation, That was a wonderful addition. We also had teepees back at camp for the first time in 5 or 6 years. Again, we had some wonderful donors that donated money for 8 new teepees. So our teepee village is back in existence, which is wonderful and really a spectacular view when you walk through to the teepee village and you've got these 20-foot structures that are up. That was a great addition. And we've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up, but camp is going through over the next few years a real revitalization. There's going to be more and more things that are going to change and just adjust out there, maybe bring us a little bit closer to the 21st century while keeping that rustic feel.
Oh yeah, because Camp Leif Erickson, it's been part of this community for decades. And would you say it's not totally surprising that it needs a facelift, so to speak?
It's not a shock. We've had that property since 1966. The same year that England won the World Cup, I have to mention that.
Oh, you have to put that in there, yes.
But a lot of things haven't changed since then. And the clientele that we are working with, children today are not the same as children back in the 60s. So we are starting to slowly upgrade some things. Plus, we've started to do an adaptive camp. So we're looking at trying to get some more ADA accessibility. Mm. We have a new road that we put in since camp was finished this year. So the potholes have somewhat disappeared and the road has been graded and leveled out. We're working on a water project out there so that we have running water throughout camp. Apparently that's necessary.
Yes, it is.
And not cheap. So there's a lot going on out at camp and a lot more good stuff coming.
Would you say that with the weather, not necessarily this past summer, but in recent years with the flooding and whatnot, it led to more of a faster pace when it comes to updating the camp, would
yes.
you say?
Yeah, absolutely. We had 200-year floods in 5 years.
Yeah.
So we feel like we should be good for the next 200 years, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Theoretically, anyway.
But it's led us to... It's led us to really look at how we do things and make sure we can minimize the chances of that happening in the future. And there's just so many different things. Our horses were the one thing that got that struggled this year with the wetness out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at potentially relocating some of our ranch camp offsite. That is in the works right now, thanks to some very generous donors. And there's a number of other things in the works that hopefully we can announce soon.
And would you say, you already talked about how great the land is with Camp Leif Erickson. Why would you consider it one of the gems of Sioux Falls?
It is a unique, unique camp. It's been around. Camp Tipi Tonka was out at Big Stone Lake since 1920. Leif Erickson's been around since 66. And now they are both at the same site. But it really feels like a rite of passage for kids that live in Sioux Falls. If you are growing up in this city, then one of the things you do is go out to camp and spend some time out there. And the beauty of it is most day camps, it's the second largest day camp in the nation. Most day camps, you are shipped 30 miles out of town mm-hmm. to a remote site and you do your activities there, you come back. Well, if something goes wrong out there, kids get sick, things happen. Parents got a ways to go. We are right in the heart of Sioux Falls. It used to be the edge of town, it's not anymore.
Yeah.
Right on 26th and I-229. So your kid is only 10 minutes away from you. If something happens, you're close enough. So there's that safety factor to it that a lot of these more remote camps don't have, and that is unique to the city. And what it also means is when we pick kids up, they get to camp earlier than they would if they were going to a camp way out of town, so they get more time.
I'm glad you brought up the safety part of it, because I forgot to mention, probably with the updates too, it's going to make the kids safe and the counselors too at Camp Leif Erickson.
Absolutely. It'll up our safety level. We have 100 great counselors that come out and work with us that take care of the kids, and it really is it's a unique experience. It's something I knew about. I'd sent my kids there, but until becoming the CEO at the Y and really getting intimately involved, things haven't, I was not quite as aware of it. I should also mention we have a new camp director that has just come in.
Yes.
The first female camp director in the 100 plus year history of the organization.
Is that right?
Kaylee Haar is becoming our new camp director. Previously worked with her at the Humane Society. A real strong female leader that leads by example and is going to be a wonderful add. She's already doing great things behind the scenes, and it's going to be a wonderful addition to Camp Leif Erikson.
And Camp Leif Erikson, it is part of Building Strong Kids, and you have a campaign going on right now that guarantees kids staying strong. What is this campaign all about?
The Strong Kids campaign is a big fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraising campaign of the year, and it is about creating scholarships so families can do YMCA events, primarily so they can do camp. Because camp is not the cheapest thing. It's between $400 and $500 to go for 2 weeks. Mm. Now, compared to the cost of daycare, we're about there. The camperships mean that no kid gets turned away from Camp Leif Erikson for financial reasons. If you are on a meal plan at school, if you are... Honestly, if you are struggling to afford camp, we want your child to have that experience. So we will utilize these scholarship dollars, and our goal is to raise $150,000 for our Strong Kids campaign. And we've had some great matching donors. We've had money coming in. But if we can get that, we know that any kid that comes to us that has financial issues, that isn't able to afford that, we can get them into camp, because every child deserves to spend 2 weeks to have the best 2 weeks of summer.
Absolutely. What kid doesn't want to go to camp, especially when it's Camp Leif Erikson? And we're being joined right now by James Oppenheimer. He is the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA. Now, you have all sorts of programs for kids, too, besides Camp Leif Erikson. Why don't you tell us about the programs at the Sioux Falls Family YMCA?
Absolutely. We have a lot of different programs going on. I talked briefly about our after-school programming, where we're part of the CLC, a really strong organization. And we have 5 schools within the CLC and 2 outside of that. That goes year round and is a huge part of what we do. And honestly, it's our biggest revenue driver. So that's a great addition. We have YMCA basketball going on right now. And while Y-Ball is getting started, we have a couple of registrations that are still currently open that we would love to tell people about. If you have a teeny tiny K through second grade, so 4, 5, 6 years old, and you want them to get their first start playing basketball, that registration is open at the moment. We do a 6-week league. Both of my kids did this. 6 weeks, $105, starts in January. And it's winter ball. And to show you the level, I think I've never really played basketball, but I believe I coached my kids, both of my kids.
You believed
teams.
You coached
my
them.
Wife and I did. She will dispute as to whether Marissa or I actually did the coaching. But that is so much fun, and that is open. And on the other end at the moment, High Y is open, and that is for high school players that don't play for their high schools. And that is open until November 30th and starts on December 10th. High Y is a great tradition here. Not everyone can play for Lincoln, Jefferson, O'Gorman, but they still want to play basketball. This is the way to do it. That's, again, $105 for any high schoolers. I remember when I coached soccer at Dakota Alliance, a bunch of girls that I coached from O'Gorman decided to get a High Y team together, and I went and watched one of their games, and they were having a great time. So whether you're a true basketball player or you just want to play some basketball, High Y is a great idea too. So those are open at the moment, and great things for kids to do.
How critical are these kids' programs at the YMCA?
In today's world of professional kids' sports, I find them to be, they are really critical. If you want your child to play basketball at a really high level, you can go through AAU. You can travel, you can pay thousands of dollars, and you can do that with any of the major sports at the moment. But if you want your kids to just enjoy playing sports, these are the programs that are affordable. that's something where your kid can just come out, play and have a good time. It's not a major commitment. And if it is something that is financially difficult for you to afford, then contact us. Again, we have a lot of scholarships. Our goal is that no one is denied the opportunity to play because of financial barriers.
Yeah. You talked about this at the start of this interview too. Housing projects. What's yes. that all about?
We are a partner with Lloyd Companies. In right now in 6 housing projects, it's low-income housing that is provided throughout Sioux Falls. The one everyone sees is the one that's attached to our building on Minnesota Avenue. But we're partnered in a couple of other ones. And again, it's providing affordable housing. When people are struggling, you need somewhere to live. It helps with the unhoused population, helps you find somewhere that if you need that housing support, we have apartments. Lloyd Companies have been a great partner in that, but a nonprofit pairs up with a for-profit and with an investment company, and we've been really happy with what's been going on with that.
See, that's something I didn't know about the way that you guys do offer those affordable housing options. So that could be considered a program for the adults, right?
That could be considered an adult program,
right.
Yes.
I don't think the kids are going to be balancing the checkbooks.
No. No, we do a number of adult programs. Obviously, the YMCA membership is the main thing we do for adults. We have our gym downtown. We have a great racquetball courts. Well, apparently world-class racquetball courts. But
yeah,
not being a
I've
racquetball guy,
that.
We have a big tournament coming up, and that's very exciting. We've got our basketball court, our gym, steam room, things like that. But then we've added boxing this year.
Yes.
And Vargas Boxing have been a great partner. They are very accommodating to anyone that wants to come and try it out. We had the downtown throwdown a few weeks ago. It's been a great addition. We have a big ring in the Y. A lot of positives. And again, boxing is something where there's a certain demographic that the Y maybe wasn't reaching, that boxing reaches.
Yeah.
And it's a place for people to go, adults and children. It's a place to go, a place to belong, and an activity to do that doesn't involve a screen.
Well, James, that was even recalling in my head the last time I spoke to you about the Y. You wanted boxing to be part of the programming with the YMCA. And now that's happening a year into your position. That's got to make you feel good, right?
It feels great. It's been something that had been looked at prior to me getting there, but was never truly pushed or explored. And we had a couple of conversations with the Vargas family, Juan and Olga, and their kids. They truly had a plan, and we tried it out, just did some cardio boxing, and they packed these classes out.
Yeah.
And so came back to us and said, let's go. We had the space and saw the opportunity.
Put your gloves up, we're ready. That's
Absolutely.
What they were telling you.
Absolutely. I keep challenging people to come and step in the ring.
There's Have you done that yet?
No.
What? James?
I don't want to get hit.
Well, if you want to get hit in the face, you can, cover yourself, right?
I could try. I mean, I have a face made for radio, which is why I come on these shows
anyway. Oh boy. So with that downtown throwdown,
yes.
Can we expect more events like that in the future?
Yes. The downtown throwdown happened back about a month ago. I was fortunate enough to get to announce it. Which
but not
was
in
a
the ring.
New experience. No, I ring announced from the outside. It was an intense event. So much fun. About 300 people there. We had 25 bouts. We have another one coming up. I don't believe it has a name yet, but it's going to be on April 25th at the YMCA. And it is well worth coming to watch these guys. It's amateur boxing. I'm sure there'll be 20 plus bouts again. High tension. It'll be live streamed. It's intense. Sitting ringside at these things. I've never done it before. It's really fun and something different. Again, you don't get boxing events in Sioux Falls. So come and watch. It's amateur boxing, so people have head gear on. It's not the most dangerous sport in the world. And it's really great to come
see. Are you just trying to convince yourself to get in the ring, James?
I'm trying to convince you to get in the ring,
Oh,
Christine.
My gosh. That's the last thing you want
to
see me do.
I think you would love it.
If there's an ice skating program, I can do that. I used to be a competitive skater. that with winter coming up, that seems appropriate.
Maybe I'll talk to Chris and see if he's interested.
And for the boxing, again, with the throwdown event, is this going to be for any age, or what's the age limit here?
Yes, there's a few youth. Most are over 18. Mm-hmm. There were a few youth bouts in the last one. Most of the competitors are 18 to 25, 26 years old. Apparently, that's the age at which you stop wanting to get punched. It's a whole variety. People come from different boxing clubs. This isn't just random people who jump in the ring. You have to be affiliated with a club, and the club brings their best boxers. Yeah, it's a really good time.
Sounds like it. We are talking with James Oppenheimer, the CEO of the Sioux Falls Family YMCA, just about to wrap up our conversation. Now, James, as we're looking ahead into 2026 already, believe it or not, what can people expect going forward for the next year at the YMCA?
There will hopefully be some big announcements coming up for some significant additions to the YMCA. This upcoming year, we're looking to continue to expand. We're looking to expand our sports, a couple of new sports potentially, a couple of new programs potentially. Leif Erikson, Camp TP Tonka is going to continue to grow. Like I said, we have some real cool projects going on there. There could be a very cool project coming up that will make big news if it happens.
Yeah.
But they're all in the works right now.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to expand our after-school programming. The gym, we may have some new stuff there. There's a lot of maybes right now. What I can tell you is in the last year, we have significantly grown in my first year there. And I'm fortunate enough to have a phenomenal team at the Y that really enjoy being there, really want to push the envelope, really want to make the Y a better place and continue to have it as a key part of the fabric of Sioux Falls. So we will continue to push it and grow.
Does that kind of shock you a little bit to see all the work that you've done only within a year of being there?
The Y had so much potential that was ready to go that I knew we could do some really good things. What has surprised me has been the buy-in from the team and how people are ready to just go and ready to try new things. Boxing's a great example. That was something that was a potential for a long time, and now we're able to do it. There's going to be a couple of other big things like that have had the potential to happen. The Trail of Terror was another one where they'd thought about doing it. We'd thought about it, but no one had really taken that step forward to say, okay, let's do it. How do we do this? Let's move it forward. We did a 5K out there, same sort of thing. That was brand new. Just let's try do something different. I love trying new things, and some of them fail. Some of them are things you keep going, but if you don't try to push and improve, then why are you there? I want to keep pushing the envelope.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, too. So in the next, you know, talking about next year, what about the next 5 years?
The focus of our why has shifted over the last 10 years from the swimming pool has gone. There was a daycare that has gone. There was more of a focus on adults. The focus is really, truly shifting towards youth. That's where I see us going. We are looking to see what programs can benefit the youth of Sioux Falls the most. How can we positively impact youth? The mayor and the chief of police have talked about mentoring programs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk about our unhoused population, recidivism, people leaving prison and going back and recommitting crimes. Youth mentoring and providing a place for youth to be is absolutely key to this city in stopping, in slowing the growth of those populations. If we can get mentors for youth, if we can provide affordable services, such as the things that the YMCA does for the youth of Sioux Falls, that can help for the future, the city to grow, and help for the city to continue to be a great place to live. And so that is really where the YMCA, along with other organizations, really come in. And the CLC is a great example of it. That's the a community learning center, the after-school programs for elementary and now middle schools.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, James. If anybody has any questions about what's coming up at the Y, what's a website to check out?
If you are interested in any of our programs or signing up for basketball or doing anything, go to SiouxFallsYMCA.org. Or look us up on Facebook or Instagram or any of those other funky websites.
James, always good to see you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Christine, and I really appreciate it. Great to see you.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.